WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's back to the campaign trail for Kamala Harris and for Donald Trump. ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy with more.
Today, Trump holds two events in Georgia. Afternoon remarks to a gathering of faith leaders and then an evening rally in Atlanta. Following last night's mega MAGA rally at Madison Square Garden, Trump's campaign is actively seeking to distance itself from the jokes told by a little-known comic before Trump took the stage. His line that Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage is one that Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott calls not funny and not true.
Harris will be campaigning in Michigan today. McDonald's says it's testing has ruled out beef patties as a source of the E. coli poisoning that sickened more than 70 people and left one man dead in Colorado. The quarter pounders will be returning to the menu in places where they were taken out off. Israeli police are investigating a potential terror attack after a man plowed a truck into a crowded bus stop near Tel Aviv. A 72-year-old man was killed. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. All eyes are on Wisconsin with the election about a week away. Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Donald Trump, and their running mates Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance are hosting campaign events in the tightly contested state this week. On Wednesday, Vice President Harris is scheduled to visit the University of Wisconsin-Madison for a Get Out the Vote rally. Also on Wednesday, former President Trump will host a rally in Green Bay with former Packers quarterback Brett Favre. Trump will also speak in Milwaukee on Friday. Beginning this weekend, members of the public can test the electronic voting equipment for the November election. The testing is meant to give residents confidence in the election process by showing them how the machines work and how long the process takes. Under Wisconsin state law, any anomalies found with the electronic equipment during the testing period need to be fixed before the equipment can be used for the election. Members of the public will be invited to observe the testing process with at least 48 hours of notice. A Duluth woman was killed in a rollover crash in Carlton County on Saturday afternoon. According to law enforcement authorities, 41-year-old Rebecca Ann Peterson was traveling north on Interstate 35 near County Road 61 when she lost control of the vehicle and went off the road. The vehicle then struck a number of trees and came to a rest in a wooded area off the road. The accident occurred at around 3 p.m. on Saturday. Law enforcement authorities say no other vehicles were involved in the crash and Peterson was wearing a seatbelt. The driver who crashed into a power pole in Ashland and temporarily knocked power out in the area has been arrested for driving under the influence. According to Xcel Energy officials, about 1,100 customers in Ashland lost power as a result of the late-night Tuesday crash, and extensive damage to the pole kept that section of Highway 2 closed for hours. According to the Ashland Police Department, 59-year-old Terry Weaver was taken to the hospital for treatment following the crash and was later charged for driving with a revoked license and OWI. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers beat the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 30-27 win in Jacksonville. Backup Malik Willis replaced Jordan Love at quarterback after he suffered a groin injury. Willis, with a 51-yard pass to Jaden Reed, set up the winning field goal and says they tried to run that play earlier in the game.
We were looking for this certain look, and we didn't get it the first time. Actually, we ran it twice, and then we ran it again, and we got the look we were looking for, and I feel like Jay Reed popped open, and I'm glad we got it to him.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions. The Wisconsin Badgers are on the road Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes after losing at home to Penn State 28-13 over the weekend. Quarterback Braden Locke throwing a costly pick six in the second half. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Nets last night in Brooklyn 115-102. How did Giannis play?
I thought Giannis played the right way the entire night. 22 points, 7 assists, 12 rebounds. I mean, guarding everywhere. I don't know what more you can do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, President Biden apologizes for the atrocities of the Indian boarding schools. Also, why won't the LA Times or the Washington Post endorse this election cycle? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. We do live stream, which means you can see us. If that's your thing. My sister came over for dinner last night and she said... We were talking about work, and she said, oh, you have cameras in the studio? I said, well, yeah, we live stream every day. Mm-hmm. You do? I said, do you ever listen to the beginning of the show when I, every break we come back and I give the phone number and I mention all the live streams? And she said, oh, I just don't pay attention.
So, would you like more beans? My goodness.
So, yes, we do live stream if you would like to watch that way, and you can leave comments on the live stream, again, on Facebook, YouTube, and the thing that used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, we are looking forward to being joined by Christy Welch. She's a candidate for the 88th Assembly District here in Wisconsin, one of the seats that could potentially flip.
Yeah.
From Republican to Democrat. This would be a good thing.
It's exciting. This Wisconsin election is very, very exciting. I must say, like, the energy, we've talked about this with Dan Schaefer. We talked about it with candidates Luann Bird, many others. Just the excitement of having fair maps, new maps that allow competition, yeah, as a lot of people enjoy.
What a thought.
Yeah. And to see, I mean, by no means does anyone here think, oh, it's going to be a landslide Democrat blue wave into the Wisconsin State House. That's not what we're looking at, expecting, or calling for, but it's going to be exciting to see in the next year or two what work can get done when there's more at stake.
Exactly. But keep in mind how important the down ballot races are.
Yes.
When you go into the voting booth, or if you're going to go vote early, 8 days. We have 8 days left to election day, so you can still go knock on doors. You can, mm-hmm, sign up for a canvassing route.
Yep.
You can phone bank if going door to door isn't your thing. And that doesn't work for everybody. And,
yeah,
that's fine. You can probably still write some postcards.
Yep.
And most importantly, share what you know.
Yes, indeed.
Share what you know. If people have questions and you feel informed enough, say on the constitutional amendment that, mm-hmm, is going to be on our ballot, that is on our ballot, then you can explain to them why a no vote.
Yeah.
Is the way to go.
And if you don't have all the facilities to do that, you can simply also say, we can look at the League of Women Voter Wisconsin website together and,
yes,
look at their toolbox on their front page. It talks about why they believe, and we believe, a no vote is actually a step in the right direction for preserving democracy and our right to vote.
And guess what I found over the weekend, Greg Bach?
What did you find?
The very same, with just some different, slightly different wording, same amendment is on the ballot in North Carolina.
What?
I know. House Bill 1074 proposes to amend the North Carolina Constitution to modify the qualifications to vote to only a citizen, as opposed to every person born in the U.S. and every person who has been naturalized.
See, that getting rid of the naturalized language, that makes... I don't think they're going to try to snuff out the voting ability of those who are naturalized, but I think by putting in their version of what safeguards are to make people who are naturalized produce the proof they need to vote, that's what I think like that language is going to do. And also, this isn't just about immigrants, naturalized citizens who become citizens, do all the work to become citizens. No easy process. It's also about us who were born here and how those words will affect us. And sorry, ladies, but it's going to probably hurt you first and most.
Well, that was something that they were so adamant that they had to pass the SAVE Act.
Yes.
They had to pass the SAVE Act. And within the SAVE Act, it essentially says that for women who get married and don't go to court to change their name.
Yeah.
And most women don't do that.
No.
Take that extra step to go to court and have your name legally changed to your married name. Most women just start using their married name.
Yeah.
Which then is going to be on their driver's license.
Yeah.
That name isn't going to match the birth certificate.
Once again,
This is about narrowing the window on who is going to be allowed to vote.
A solution in search of a problem.
Exactly. Because this is almost exactly the same thing that's on the Wisconsin ballot.
Yeah.
This measure in North Carolina. Here in Wisconsin, they want to change one word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. And in my estimation, opens the doorway for tweaking with the definition of only. Who does that include? Who does that exclude? Even more importantly.
And it's whomever they're afraid of most at the time, honestly. Like, and right now they want to paint it that illegal immigrants are voting by the truckloads, by the caravans. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No.
There are so many safeguards in place
that
simply does not happen.
No, it doesn't.
And it doesn't happen. And the amount of votes it would take to flip an election and the coordination that would require, it just doesn't happen.
No. It's not impossible for a non-citizen or someone who isn't eligible to vote to vote. It's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
It happens.
Very rarely.
Now, if we want to talk about voter fraud, that happens too. And if you do the research, you'll see which side is more guilty than others. But also, it's highly improbable, not impossible because nothing's, but highly improbable for a massive just state-by-state conspiracy to defraud the American people in the election. It just, we were talking to someone on Pat's show last week and who works in a clerk's office, and they actually go over scenarios in which they could try to possibly commit massive voter fraud. Not just like, oh, I'm a non-citizen, blah, blah, blah. Every time they talk about it, they always say it breaks down somewhere in the middle because there's just, as you said, so many safeguards, so many protections, and people's reputations on the line too.
Yes.
You know, people, if they find out that they're, you know, somewhere in North Carolina, there's a whole county where it's just illegal, just a huge conspiracy, that clerk is going to go to jail. And do you think they really want to sacrifice their life sacrifice their career
and their life
to elect a guy president? I don't think so. It's just not a thing.
No, it's not. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Karina from Milwaukee on the line. Good morning, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. You know, all this talk about birth certificates, it's just downright ridiculous. I don't have a birth certificate in this country at all. I wasn't born in this country, but I waited for 4 years until Washington approved all our family, risking our life, livelihood, money, where you live, anything. We could have gone to jail because we wanted to move to United States. It's supposed USSR country. And when I talk to natural Americans who were born here, they don't even require, you guys don't even require to have a test and know your history to become a citizen. I had to do that.
Yep.
I had to learn the language. I had to go through all the testing and waiting for a green card and not being able to move. I don't have to have a passport. I just have to have an ID. My name was changed through the naturalization. This is not fair. I did everything what I've been asked of.
Yep. And Karina, I'm sure you know more about our civics than most of us know.
Yeah.
Again, because of the process, the long process that you had to go through to become a naturalized citizen.
Yeah. It is so insulting to me that people would accuse undocumented immigrants or people who are working their way through the system to become citizens of this, because there's so much on the line for them.
Yes.
And illegal voting isn't even close to like the thing they're probably worrying the most about. They're worrying about other things, and to use them as the target. Such an easy target for people to utilize. And it just, I mean, and listening to Karina, listening to her voice, like, I hope they're all that upset, and I hope they're talking to their friends.
Sharing what you know.
Sharing what you know.
Michaela from West Bend texting in, listening on WAUK. Illegal immigrants are not voting. They aren't going to do anything to draw attention to themselves. It's counterintuitive. Absolutely, Michaela. Yeah. You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
Why on earth, if you are here illegally, are you going to risk everything to cast one vote?
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
And if you disagree with us, you can call. But guess what? We want proof. We would like some good old-fashioned proof, because that's what always seems to be missing from that pudding, is the proof.
Well, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House,
Mikey,
they just know intuitively. They know intuitively, Greg, that millions of people are voting who shouldn't be. They just can't prove it.
And as Ron Johnson on this very network said last week, we all know that Democrats are cheaters.
Oh, we just know that.
It's inherent. Like, they're the ones cheating. We know it.
It just is.
Yeah. So let's go home, everybody. Pack it in. We'll come back in 2028 and try again.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. 8 days.
Make sure you vote. Make sure you have a plan to vote. We're going to talk about early voter turnouts.
Yes.
I did go and vote after the show on Friday.
I'm voting tomorrow.
Good. It felt really good. It took about 30 minutes. Went pretty quick. Make sure you say thank you to the poll workers.
Please and thank yous.
Because these folks are getting death threats now.
Yes.
They don't deserve that.
And I'm telling you right now, when you do that, when you thank them, and you look them in the eye and thank you for everything you're doing, that lights their day up. Because they're not getting a lot of thank yous.
Also, do not wear campaign merch to cast your ballot.
Yeah.
We'll explain why. When we return, you can always join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Mach, and the Calvinator coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call, text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Yes, we do live stream every single day, sister. On Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. Don't forget, early voting is underway across the state. If you have questions about what's on the ballot, if you have other questions just in general, go to civicmedia.us/vote. And then just a reminder, next Tuesday, so a week from tomorrow, we will have special election night coverage starting at 6 o'clock. That will be Peach Wabba and I.
Yeah.
Peach Wabba and me. From 6 to 8.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
Numerous other reporters, and we're going to be talking to a whole bunch of people who are going to be stationed at different campaigns.
Will I be there too?
You are also going to be there, Greg Bach.
We're
going to
be in Madison, baby.
We're going to be in Madison. So that will start next Tuesday at 6 p.m. as the results roll in. Civic Media reporters and hosts will have everything you need to know. So join us for our election night special coverage next Tuesday, starting at 6 o'clock. Before we went to the break, we were talking about a constitutional amendment that, curiously, is very similar to one that is on the Wisconsin ballot.
Wow.
They want to change one word from every U.S. citizen can vote to only U.S. citizens can vote. And the one in North Carolina is very, very similar. The wording is slightly different.
Yeah.
I voted no. I voted on Friday. I voted no. To me, this is just a way, again, for them to narrow the definition of who qualifies as a U.S. citizen.
It starts here. And then the next time, and then the next time.
And the definition will get narrower and narrower and narrower.
Yep. And then one day you'll be squeezed out of it because
it's very possible.
You do not fit the description as of an American.
And speaking of North Carolina, this came out last week and we just didn't have time to get around to it. The chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Andy Harris, who's from Maryland.
Yeah.
Andy Harris said that Republican lawmakers in North Carolina should be allowed to choose the swing state's presidential electors. He essentially said, you know, in North Carolina, because they were just destroyed by Hurricane Helene and Milton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said that the legislature should appoint their electors. Andy Harris embracing the idea for North Carolina because of concerns that voting now is more difficult in the state. Quote, in North Carolina, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you statistically can go and say, hey, look, you got disenfranchised in 25 counties. You know what the vote would probably have been.
Intuitively.
Which would be, if I were in the legislature, that's enough to go, yeah, we should convene the legislature. We can't disenfranchise those voters. Let's just give the electors to Donald Trump.
Well, okay. So let's apply that logic to another state that has frequent natural disasters. California. Wildfires. Earthquakes.
Floods. Mudslides.
Mudslides. There's a lot of people, Jane, affected by this. A lot of counties in California affected. But why don't we just allow
Just take them.
Just Kamala, you've heard it here. We're saying this breaking news. Kamala Harris takes California by default line.
Because she probably would win.
Exactly.
She would probably win anyway.
And thank you, Representative Harris, for this wonderful idea that all came from you. We took this idea and we ran with it. We ran west. And we're going to, you know, take their 34 votes.
Harris wonders, how do you make this argument in other states? I mean, otherwise it looks like it's just a power play. Yeah. In North Carolina, I mean, it's legitimate. I mean, there are a lot of people who aren't going to get to vote, and it may make the difference in that state. Then it would seem to me that you would increase your voter outreach efforts and increase access to drop boxes and things.
Yes.
Things like that in order to help facilitate these folks cast their ballots.
But let us keep an eye on those states. Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, the ones hit hard by the hurricanes. I want to see between now and especially on Tuesday what their turnout is, because I think that even though There's no discussion on the devastation that they faced, but they also understand that this election is important. And even if they're voting for Donald Trump, I have a feeling that they are going to come out and show their pride in being an American and casting their ballot.
And just as a reminder as well, folks, the recovery there is going to be ongoing for a very long time.
Yeah.
So if you haven't yet, go give blood.
Mm-hmm.
That always helps.
Yeah.
Make a donation to the Red Cross or World Central Kitchen.
Yeah.
And they're on the ground there. I see their videos almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and help those folks out. I don't care who they're voting for.
Yeah.
They're fellow Americans.
Mm-hmm. I don't even care if they're not Americans. They're humans.
They deserve some help.
Yep.
They deserve some help. We have news coming up next. And then when we return... Boy, that was something at Madison Square Garden yesterday.
It was almost like a throwback to a rally I saw pictures of nearly 100 years ago.
Yeah, that rally was in black and white.
Oh, my God. Black and white. But let me tell you, it was just so murkin'.
Yeah. And we're going to wrap things up. We're going to lighten it up next hour. We will wrap things up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Tortoise Edition.
Oh, it's a slow moving one.
Oh, good one. News is next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. With colder weather starting to settle into the area, heating experts are sharing tips with residents on how to winterize their homes properly. Experts say residents should begin with starting their heaters or furnaces now to reduce the risk of fire later. If they have a chimney in their home, they should get it checked for signs of deterioration, which could also cause a fire hazard. Experts say it's a good time to start checking your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors as well to ensure they're working while checking your home for other heating-related fire dangers. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents of a new email scam. According to a press release, scammers have been sending extortion attempts over email, claiming the victim has visited an unsafe website and they can now access the victim's webcams and phone cameras. The scammers then request payment through cryptocurrency. Officials are reminding residents not to panic, as it is incredibly unlikely the scammer has private video of them, ignore the messages, and never send money. The Duluth Entertainment Convention Center hosted the Great Lakes Outdoor Summit on Friday. The summit brings in businesses, conservation advocates, and residents to connect and build a community that seeks to preserve the environment and benefit everyone in the area. Over 40 organizations attended the summit and held engagement sessions that covered topics like climate change, outdoor advocacy, and solutions for accessibility. Organizers say their hope is people will return for future sessions to keep those conversations going. Many of the burn restrictions in the Superior National Forest have been lifted as rain and humidity decrease the risk of wildfire. Fire restrictions in Cook County and the northern portion of St. Louis County have been lifted, but some restrictions remain in place for the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Restrictions on private lands have also been lifted, but burning permits are still required for anything larger than a campfire. Even with the lifted restrictions, residents taking advantage of the Superior National Forest should be cautious and stay diligent. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film, starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season one will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Becoming breezy today with winds whipping out of the south up to 30 miles per hour. It'll bring along with it a few spotty showers overnight. High temperatures today will hit the upper 60s, and by tomorrow it leaves us under mostly cloudy skies with highs still unseasonably warm in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Thinking somehow I've lost my mind.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. This number is the same. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Todd Alba is back on the road this week. Todd kicking off the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. He will be traveling with Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Todd also has the chance to share an interview he had with Mark Cuban. He talked to Mark Cuban over the weekend, got a real last-minute opportunity to talk to him. So good on you, Todd. Talk about why Mark Cuban is supporting Kamala Harris for president, his company, which is Cost Plus Drugs and other things. So listen to Todd today. Great show. Great guy. Noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we went to the news, we were talking about the fact that there is no evidence of non-citizens voting being a problem. Go vote early.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way. Otherwise, make a plan to vote on November 5th. But WISN Upfront had a great piece over the weekend where they actually take you through the whole ballot drop box process. And so they travel with these city workers as they go to these boxes. There are special seals on these boxes. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of steps and processes to make sure that nothing untoward is happening with these ballots. And I highly suggest that you watch this. If you have someone in your life who is going on and on and on about voter fraud and it's all voter fraud, we'll put this in the show notes. It's not that long.
No.
You can sit down together and take a look at it. There is no massive voter fraud.
No
matter what Mike Johnson says and how they know this happens intuitively. It doesn't.
No. Anyone who's ever mentioned, hey, have you seen 2,000 mules? Show them this.
You can't find 2,000 mules anymore.
Oh, you can find it.
A study of the 2016 election by the Brennan Center for Justice found that across 12 states, there were 30 incidents of suspected non-citizens voting, which got referred for further investigation. That is out of 20.5 million votes. So that's 0.0001% of the votes.
If you look up Brennan Center for Justice and type in voter fraud, they have been doing work on this for a long time. I used one of their most famous reports ever in college talking about this matter, about voter fraud, and that it had to do with voter ID, that the scourge of right. voter ID isn't something that exists. Therefore, we don't need voter ID. It's a form of suppression and it's a form of intimidation. And I'm sure the Brennan Center would about to be writing about other things at this point, but we got to keep talking about it because we have these leaders, elected leaders and celebrities saying they're trying to steal the election. They are not.
No, they're not. The Wisconsin Election Commission, and this is out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Wisconsin Election Commission has been made aware of 4 alleged cases of election fraud related to citizenship since 2015. 4.
Let's shut it all down, Jay.
Since 2015.
Four.
Yeah. But again, check out our show notes after the show is over. Greg does a great job.
Thank you.
You do. And look for that link to the WISN Upfront piece on inside the ballot drop box process. And I think you'll find it. I think you'll find it really useful.
Yeah. We had last week, Earl was lucky enough to interview Ron Johnson.
He did interview Ron Johnson. Did a really good job.
Did a really good thing. And one of the things Ron Johnson talked about was the fact that it's obvious that the Democrats are the cheaters. They are the cheaters. They're the ones who want to steal the election. I don't know if that's true, Jane. Is there anything in the news lately that's talking about that?
That the Democrats are cheating?
Yeah, or maybe that Republicans also are trying to voter fraud.
You talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes. There was a rally yesterday.
Yeah.
At Madison Square Garden. Wow.
Yeah, the swing state of Madison, of New York.
Wow. It's an interesting closing message. If you're trying, And obviously, I don't believe that they're trying to appeal to undecided voters anymore.
No.
And I don't believe that the Trump campaign is trying to appeal to independents anymore. It's about riling up the base.
Yeah. I think they let independents go when they realized that RFK Jr. Endorsement wasn't the box of gold they thought it was going to be from the beginning.
Now he wants to put RFK in charge of health.
Oh, yes. Make America all things healthy again.
Make America healthy again. RFK Jr., the guy, as a reminder, who has admitted to cutting off the head of a dead whale and tying it to the roof of his car. That guy.
That's some crazy rich guy behavior right there.
That's who we want to put in charge of our health and our food safety? I'm not so sure about that. But we have a compilation of clips, Calvin, from yesterday's rally at Madison Square Garden.
And I want to warn really quick before you play this, Calvin, it's not language. It's just you may find some of the things that are being said offensive and hurtful because they went for the throat.
They said
the quiet part so loud. Calvin, go ahead.
You know something, Trump maniacs? I don't see no stinking Nazis in here.
Check.
I don't see no stinking domestic terrorists in here.
Cool black guy with a thing on his head. What the hell is that, a lampshade? Look at this guy. Oh my goodness. I'm just kidding. That's one of my buddies. He had a Halloween party last night. We had fun. We carved watermelons together. It was awesome.
Oh.
In fact, she is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist.
There's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there.
This country was built on hard work, added value, and talent, not on equal outcome, not on DEI.
Who was that last guy?
Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil. He's still alive. I'm so glad.
And, you know, an Oprah hire.
That didn't even include the really angry talk show radio guy.
Yeah.
Who was dropping F-bombs left and right.
Yeah.
It was very angry.
It didn't include Congressman Byron Donalds, who said that on his watch, boys will not go to school and come home girls.
But it's because they're not doing that now because that doesn't happen. Calvin?
Yeah, it also didn't include the one, let's call it Freudian slip, of the guy who talked about that he was just in Israel talking to Bibi Netanyahu.
That's the same guy.
And yeah, and now he's speaking at a Nazi rally. Who would have thought?
Yeah, he said that out loud. He said that out loud. I was invited to speak at a Nazi rally. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this just go. I mean, like you said, they're not trying to convince undecideds or independents. They're going where they're going to be liked. And yeah, Donald Trump can fill MSG because he's a New York institution. People are going to go see him. It's probably a free ticket. Of course he'll go there, but that's not where he should be. He should be in states like Georgia and Arizona and North Carolina, but he's not.
Well, and he's in a state where, and in a city where there is a very large Puerto Rican population.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they're going to continue this winning strategy of going to places where they need these votes and then insulting those voters, because that seems to be a really smooth plan.
Well, right after it happened, people like Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, Ricky Martin, Rosie Perez all came out and just like, what are you doing right now? Why are you choosing? Why are you doing that? And granted, it wasn't the president who said this, but you put that jackwad on stage. His name is Tony Hinchcliffe, who's so unfunny he had to create a game show to make himself popular. But he says those things. There are over 5 million Puerto Rican and of Puerto Rican descent individuals living in this country right now. And a lot of them are voters.
Well, and a lot of them are in New York City.
Yep.
There's also a big population in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And there's a big Puerto Rican population in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. So was he just kidding, folks? Are we taking this too? Are we too sensitive?
855-752-4842 if you want to join the conversation. John from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hey, so first of all, independent. I think I've called you before. So I watched that last night, and the Puerto Rican thing was stupid. I've been there. Old San Juan's beautiful. The rest of the country, it's not a country, sorry.
What is it?
Needs work, like every place else. Having said that, seriously, you just asked the question, are you taking it too serious? Absolutely, yes, everyone is. I watch Morning Joe. I watch both sides to see who's taking what. I mean, seriously, people.
Well, John, I'm going to stop you right there. First of all, Puerto Rico is a country. Second of all, what do you mean we're taking it too seriously, the whole thing? Like, I'm talking about the fact that he called an island full of people who are voters, taxpayers, go to war for our country.
Have died for our country.
Who are Americans living there, living in a pile of garbage. That sucked. And calling Kamala Harris the Antichrist and the devil is just...
You don't find that over the top at all, John? Tucker Carlson called her a Samoan Malaysian low IQ candidate.
I guess I can't talk.
No, go ahead. Talk.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. So, we were talking first.
But you're fine. You're fine with all that stuff.
Did you not hear what I said? I said it was a stupid joke. It wasn't a good joke. But this Hitler thing. Okay, my grandfather fought for Hitler. He was in the German army. Having said that, he knows fascism. He's passed away. What you're doing on your show and other shows, you took the bait from last night. They were making fun of you and your shows. And seriously, I didn't know who I was going to vote for. The only reason I am going to vote for Trump in early vote is because shows like yours and other shows.
Well, then you're welcome, John. I'm glad we were able to help you make a decision since you were so conflicted. So go forth. Vote.
And way to use your vote for a joke, apparently, I guess. Thanks a lot for calling, John. We really appreciate all the things you bring to the table.
He actually said the same thing to Todd Alba, that it's because of us. It's because of all of us that there are Trump voters.
John is much an independent as I am a professional horse jockey. So
Tom from L.A. is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. First off, people, it's between a dictatorship and democracy. That's what this election is about. And if you, John, want to go ahead and, you know, vote that way, then apparently you're not that serious of a voter in the first place. But I do respect the fact that you do have the right to vote in this country. I wanted to actually say, Jane, I was actually really excited this weekend when I was phone banking for wisdoms.org that I actually finally got to get into Kristen Lyerly's area in Green Bay in that area. And it was just fun. It was fun to say, you know, get out there and vote for Kristen and how great she is, because I've learned about how great she is from your show.
She's wonderful.
And educated myself. So I just recommend everybody get out there that's in the Green Bay area and in Kristen Lyerly's area, please just vote for her, because she is incredible, as we all know.
She's wonderful.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I really appreciate it.
I just think it's funny that the people in New York at Madison Square Garden were making fun of us.
I didn't realize we were that influential.
Calvin, did you have any idea that we were such influencers influencing the influences of others? I mean, we are just... John from Milwaukee, thank you.
Thank you so much
for bringing that to
me. We feel so good about ourselves now. It's like, wow.
Calvin, what do you have to say about our newfound power and glory?
I mean, I knew that I already was seeing on social media that we took the bait. So I'm not surprised that this is the reaction. But yeah, John's clearly not an independent.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the best. Statewide. Countrywide. And global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
My name is Anton Moore.
Around here, we have hardworking people that just need a break. Whether it's investing in small businesses or making housing affordable, Vice President Harris gets it.
Kamala Harris is making sure black men have the tools to build generational wealth. She'll put a policy in place that gives 1 million forgivable loans to help entrepreneurs, including black entrepreneurs, start their own businesses. She also plans to give $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homeowners and crack down on racial bias in home appraisals. Harris's plan will help black men own more assets so we can build long-term wealth.
This is what an investment in my community looks like. We're trying to build generational wealth. No get-rich-quick schemes, no scams, no one-time check, none of that. Vice President Harris got our back. I'll be there on November 5th. Will you be there?
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marsh lands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mair on Air. Greg, I had to put on the right headphones.
You know what? Not nice.
Jane Matt Mair. Greg Bach and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio in Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, our guest is going to be Christy Welch. She is running in the 88th Assembly District here in Wisconsin to find out how things are going for Christy out on the trail and what she's hearing when she knocks on doors. I always love to hear what the candidates are hearing about and what is cutting through with voters. But before we went to break, we were talking about the Trump rally yesterday at Madison Square Garden. Donald Trump also on Friday night spent 3 hours, talking to very popular podcaster Joe Rogan.
That sentence was awesome.
But it's true.
Yes, he's a very popular podcaster and he is Joe Rogan. That's not even the longest one he's done. That's the thing, Jane. I know you've never listened to an episode and you're right by doing that. But he has like 4 hour conversations with people.
Wow.
And the fact that he had just three hours, I'm surprised it wasn't a two-parter clocking in around 5 hours.
Well, I didn't watch all 3 hours of it.
Yeah.
But there was a point where Donald Trump was talking about the 2020 election, of course, and us here in Wisconsin. Calvin, if you're ready, let's play that clip from Joe Rogan and Donald Trump from Friday evening, please.
It was the most crooked election.
Okay, but give me some examples of how.
Well, let's start on the top and the easy ones.
Okay.
They were supposed to get legislative approval to do the things they did, and they didn't get it. In many cases, they didn't get it.
What things?
Anything.
Legislative approval,
for extensions of the voting, for voting earlier, for this,
right.
All different things. By law, they had to get legislative approvals. You don't have to go any further than that. If you take a look at Wisconsin, they virtually admitted that the election was rigged, robbed, and stolen.
No.
They wouldn't give access in certain areas to...
To what?
The ballots, because the ballots weren't signed.
What?
They weren't originals. We could go into this stuff. We could go into the ballots, or we could go into the overall. I'll give you another one.
Are you going to present this ever? Like, no. do you think like?
Let me
a,
just give you one okay, more before. 51.
Now he's talking about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Come up, that the laptop.
Calvin, you can pot that. We don't need to hear the rest of that. So many questions. We kept them. We denied them access to the ballots because they weren't the original ballots. And they weren't signed. Well, if they weren't original ballots, weren't we right in keeping people from using not original ballots?
Yes.
I'm trying to follow the argument here.
Also, the legislative thing. Like, they needed legislative approval to...
Well, it was the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Yeah, this is not... The United States government does not legislate on statewide... On the states on their elections. The state takes care of their elections.
Right.
So there's another one where you're like, huh? I'm, like, seriously very confused by the whole thing because he has nowhere to go. Joe Rogan, I don't want to say Joe Rogan calls him out because that's not what Joe Rogan does. He just asks the question of, are you ever going to present this? Stumbly. And he's like, but did you guys ever hear Hunter Biden's laptop? Let's talk about that for a moment.
Well, yeah. And then he comes back with trying to talk about these 51 agents and Hunter Biden's laptop and then does the weave.
Yeah.
Back around to, he tells Joe Rogan, I lost Wisconsin by, no, wait, I didn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost Wisconsin by 20,000, 22,000 votes. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
That was the result. And Joe Rogan laughed in his face.
And those results were clarified and solidified.
And certified.
Certified and backed up by the popcorn king himself. I'm going to keep saying that because there's none more Republican in the state, I think, than that man. And when he says the Wisconsin elections are safe, secure, and they're over and they lost, done. Moving on.
Let's not forget, we, the taxpayers of Wisconsin, paid over $1 million to Michael Gableman to chase down this obvious, apparently, voter fraud. And he came up with bupkis.
I love that word.
Nothing. Zippo, zero, nada.
Zilch?
Zilch.
Yeah.
That was a waste of our money to encourage Michael Gableman to go chase this down. And then when he started embarrassing Robin Voss by his lack of results, then Robin fired him.
Yeah.
And then that's what started the whole recall about recalling Robin Voss.
Two times recall.
Two times.
Sorry, that is very funny to me. But don't worry, guys. He's still voting for Trump. He's still a snake. I mean, a popcorn king snake. But, you know.
But he doesn't necessarily have to be assembly speaker anymore.
No, and every time I hear someone say that, I get happy. I start believing a little bit more and a little bit more in dreams and possibilities.
If you are tired of the inaction of our legislature in Wisconsin, we can make that change this election.
Yes.
We can switch out some of those House Republicans.
Yeah.
And so they actually, I don't know, have to like listen to their constituents. It's crazy.
Give them a full year vacation.
A permanent vacation.
There it is.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk to Christy Welch. She will be joining us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And I'm so sick of love songs. So tired of tears. So done with wishing she was still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs. So sad and slow. Why can't I turn off the radio? Why can't I turn off the radio? And I'm so sick of love songs.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, P. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the YWEGA Film Festival, and Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.